joining us on the phone. We're both inside, but we'll be outside soon. Chris Noble from the Sauk Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you this morning?
You know what? After having a conversation with you, I just stepped into that category as well.
Why, thank you.
Hey, how's things been? You're fabulous. It sounds like maybe you got a little rest in between all the activities that have been going on.
Yes, I was just, we did our big manufacturing dinner in October, and that we switched it from a spring to a fall because of this thing called COVID. And it actually went really, really well, and then now I'm just kind of trying to regroup, but it's slowing down just a little bit as we move into some of the planning for what's going on, but yeah, I feel like I've been able to maybe just take a breath the last week or so.
Slowing down just a little before we step on the pedal again. Hey, yeah, we'll get a review of the manufacturing dinner in just a bit, but you got a couple of things coming up. Ladies' Night is not too far away.
Yeah, so we're doing this event. We have a member, Mary Thormlahan, and she owns a company called Cows, Kids, and Chaos. Mm. It's a kind of a craft business, and we're doing this called Chalk and Chat. So you will create a little design, and she'll walk us through how to do this. Tuesday, November 9th, we will be at Champ's Banquet Venue. We'll have some appetizers. You can purchase some beverages from the bar. And just kind of a fun ladies' night out. It starts at 6 o'clock, and we will go till about 8, I think. And we're just trying something different, maybe grab a couple of ladies, a couple of coworkers, and, you know, a night out, create something fun. And we're excited to see how it goes. Registration is limited, so if you are interested, I would register sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it says you'd like to kind of have an idea by November 2nd.
Yeah, we would. We'd like, just so I kind of know where I'm at for appetizers. And we've got quite a few registrations, so hopefully we'll fill that up. I think it's limited to 20 people, just in the interest of the supplies that she needs and everything. But we're going to, you know, 2022, I think it might be called the year to gather. People are just looking to get together and hang out, those that are comfortable doing that. And we want to be able to provide those opportunities. And Denny at Champs is always so gracious in letting us use his space during the weekday. So we'll be able to spread out and socially distance as people are comfortable.
Now, Chris, is this for members and non-members? Is there any sort of cost involved?
Yeah, so right now the cost is $35, and that includes all your supplies and the appetizers.
There we go. Doesn't get any better than that. Again, coming up Tuesday.
Should be a good night.
Chalk and Chat, Tuesday, November 9th, 6 p.m. at Champ's Banquet Venue. Yeah, get those registrations in, and I suspect it will be filled up before the 2nd, Chris.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think it'll be a good night.
Now, something that everybody's got on their mind, and we're getting ready for holidays, and lots of plans in the works for seasonal sights and sounds.
Yeah, we're excited. So we partner with Sterling Main Street to offer all of the, you know, things going on, and we try to keep a calendar of what's going on, and we're working on gathering that of all the holiday events. But the Downtown Christmas Walk, which is kind of the core of what we help with planning with Sterling Main Street, that will be Friday, December 3rd. We are really excited. We've talked to Santa. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there. We will do some visits with them. Again, socially distanced. You know, we have a great big photo frame where they can sit and kids will be able to visit with Santa. We will be bringing Santa in on a horse and carriage again. Carriage Spring Farms is bringing up two buggies and horses, or horse and wagons. So we will provide rides around town. Again, a lot of stores downtown will be open, a lot of restaurants. So we're kind of excited for just an evening of celebrating the holidays. The tree lighting will happen Friday night. I think tentatively that's at 6 o'clock. Several other things we're working on for the evening, potentially fireworks again. Actually, we have a planning meeting at noon to get all this organized, and we will be doing Santa's workshop again, free fun activities for the kids.
Yeah, the boy, the fireworks last year for Sights and Sounds, that made a lot of people happy.
Yeah, we the fireworks should be a great time, and I think we're just getting those confirmed and hopefully be able to get those reserved and light those at the end of the evening.
And let's see, a quick backtrack here before we talk about a special day coming up tomorrow. Your manufacturer's dinner, a lot of great sponsors, and I'm trying to click on, there it is. A lot of sponsors that helped pull that off and bring everybody together.
Yeah, that was another one of those events where this, and I think I said this when I sent this out, this just speaks to the support that manufacturing has in our community and that we as a community in the Sauk Valley haven't forgotten that manufacturing is the core for a lot of employment and a lot of support in the Sauk Valley. So we had amazing sponsors from the manufacturing industry, as well as staffing agencies, insurance agencies, a lot of local banks, accounting, that really just wanted to show their support of manufacturing. And we were able to raise some good dollars. We'll have several thousand dollars again to put forth for manufacturing scholarships for kids attending Sauk Valley Community College or Morrison Institute of Technology to pursue those non-traditional, maybe not needing a four-year degree, welding, CNC, machining, and again, engineering if they're interested. But it's one of those events, you know, my board started 3 or 4 years ago and said, how do we support this industry and, again, support education? And it's been a great experience. We had about 185 registered, and I think we fed about 150 people at the McCormick Event Center, which was a beautiful venue. They were so great to work with. All in all, it was a really good night.
And I mentioned tomorrow, and I knew it was coming because I kind of keep track of this calendar for some reason or another. Tomorrow is National Chamber of Commerce Day.
Yeah, so it's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a big supporter of, you know, trying to get people to understand what your local chambers do. And it's just Support Your Local Chamber Day. And, you know, I encourage, maybe even challenge somebody that doesn't know what a Chamber of Commerce is or what we do, you know, go to our website and look at who are our chamber members, who are those businesses that they invest in our work so we can invest in the community. It's part of being something bigger. I think that's the big sell when I talk to businesses about, you know, what can we do for you? What's the value add? But then also asking them, you know, how are they part of something bigger in the community when we are working to strengthen the Sauk Valley? So we aren't doing a big promotion. We are, you know, we're trying to always push membership, join us, invest in us, because we think we do some really good work. But Support Your Local Chamber Day is just that. Look at what chambers of commerce do. And if you want to get involved or engaged, there's a lot of opportunities to do that.
The Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day observed annually on the third Wednesday in October. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been in existence since 1912. I think you knew that.
Yes. And that's our chamber has been around that long as well.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so
wow.
We are one of the older chambers in the state of Illinois, as well as around the country.
Wow. Yeah, the best way to celebrate the day is visit the businesses that are chamber members or maybe become a chamber member.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the two best things that somebody can do is who are the members? Who are those chamber members that invest in our community? And if you're a small business or a service provider or a not-for-profit or an industry or manufacturing or healthcare, and you're not part of our organization, you know, give us a call. We would love to talk to you about what are you looking for? How do we invest in the community? You know, you and I talk a lot about one of the things I'm really proud our chamber does is, you know, last year we gave back about $17,000 in scholarships.
Right.
And so we are really trying to keep that cycle going of reinvesting in our community.
Now, one thing we didn't talk about, and I hope I don't catch you off guard, but your Facebook page is full of just so much information, and you do kind of have a survey on there about Sterling's Riverfront, and you want the community to be a part of the movement.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah, we have started, we're going to form this Riverfront Task Force to work in conjunction with the city. The city of Sterling will be forming a Riverfront Commission at some point in time soon, I think. And one of the things we've always been tasked with is being a voice, be a voice for the community, the business community at large, and then the business community who are those employees. So we did a survey. That survey, I think, is still open. It's on our Facebook page. And we've gotten over 1,000 responses, Tom. So
wow.
That speaks volumes.
Good.
And then we had about 25 people show up at our task force meetings that really just want to be engaged in the conversation. So we're going to meet again and really talk about what are these priorities. And I think the thing that we are learning, and my board is really excited, is they are hearing and we are hearing from the community that, yes, the Riverfront should be of top priority, and we as a community and as a city and as a municipality need to invest some dollars into what are we going to do next and what is the timeline. So we are excited. You will hear continued reports from us about what's going on with the Riverfront, but we're excited. There's some movement. You know, there's been some work done already. The Riverfront Park down there, they're cleaning up the National Building. Really looking at how to move forward with the Lawrence Building. So I think now more than ever is a time to that there's some momentum.
And I cruise through all the Facebook pages almost on a daily basis. And with this time of year coming up, you have plenty of places noted where the little ones can satisfy their sweet tooth as well for trunk or treating.
Yeah, there's a ton of trunk or treating going on. The city of Sterling is having trunk or treat on Thursday. One of the police department is doing it as an initiative. Morningside Five Star Senior Living is having a trunk or treat on Thursday the 28th as well. So I know there are, in addition to the trick or treat hours, which is on actual Halloween evening, there are various groups and organizations doing trunk or treats throughout the last week of October.
There is, and as always, greatest place to find out more is go to SockValleyAreaChamber.com, jump on their Facebook page, or they can give you a call anytime as well during regular business hours.
Yeah, I mean, we are here at 625-2400. You can drop us an email, go to our Facebook page. The events are on there. And again, any feedback, what should we be doing, what's going on in the community, give us a call. Those are things we really like to hear.
Well, Chris, I know you are so busy and involved in so many things, and we certainly appreciate your time this morning.
I appreciate you giving me a call. I think you're a great voice for the community, what's going on local, and I know the people really, really appreciate that, knowing that you're invested in what's happening right here in our community and kind of getting the word out.
Absolutely. We'll work on it together, as always.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your time.
All right, Chris. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.